Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Ches. We left off on Daf Zayin on the base at the very bottom of the page. We are up to Chatos Mi Nolan at the toward the bottom of the page, two lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Li'iloi Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Ala Shalom, as well as by Matis Kleidman, L'Zecher Nishmas, Golda Bas Yaakov Leib, Goldie Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, and the Shamash Shrav and Aliyah, and it is also sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program designed to enable you to master Halacha Bi'iyun with Shiurim given by my friend Rav Ami Merzel Shlita, under the guidance of Agon Rav Avigdor Nevensal Shlita. After Sukkot, the program will begin Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Nida. Everyone's encouraged to join, and we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to talk about the source for the concept that a chatos shelo lishma is possible, because the very first mission, the Masechta, told us that karbanos erbot shelo lishma are generally kosher, with two exceptions, and that is Pesach and chatos. So yesterday we discussed the source that Pesach shelo lishma is possible. Now we're going to talk about the source that a chatos shelo lishma is possible, and we're going to bring the source for the shelo lishem bailav being possible, shelo lishem the karban being possible, and how we know that it's ma'akev and that it's not just all these are not just telling us the chachila what to do. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss another din related to Karban Pesach, which is the din that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that a Pesach Shalom Bizmano is only kosher if it's not Lishma, meaning when it's Shalom Bizmano, it defaults to a Karban Shlamim. So when it comes to a Karban Pesach Shalom Bizmano, if you have in mind a different Karban, so then it's going to be kosher. But if you have in mind a Karban Pesach Shalom Bizmano, then it's going to be pasul. So we're going to try to find the source for that din. So let's begin again at the two dots on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Chatos Minolan. How do I know this din that you need Lishma by a Chatos? So it says Gemara Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'shachat osa l'chatos, sh'tei shchita l'shem chatos. It says that you should shecht it for a Chatos. That tells us that you need shchita l'shem chatos. Now that Pasuk is written, the Karen Ora points out, by the Chatos of a Kisva, and the Drasha is that it says V'shachat osa l'chatos, and not like it says by the Chatos of a Seira, where it says V'shachat es ha-chatos. By saying V'shachat osa l'chatos, that implies that you need Shechita l'shem chatos. So you see that you need Lishma. So Ashken Shechita, Kabbalah Minalim, good, so now I know you need Shechita Lishma. How do I know you need Kabbalah Sadam Lishma as well? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says V'lokach ha-kohen midam ha-chatos, she'tei Kabbalah l'shem chatos. That's a reference to the Kabbalah Sadam, that also needs to be l'shem chatos, because the word v'lakach means Kabbalah, and this is also in the pasuk about a chatos of a kisva, and the drush is from the fact that it says midam hachatos and not v'lakach midama, like it says by the chatos of a seira, where it just says v'lakach midama. So we darshin that it needs to be from the fact that it says midam hachatos, that it needs to be l'shem chatos. So good. So now we have shchita and Kabbalah of a karban chatos needs to be l'shma v'ashchan shchita v'kabbalah. Zrika minalan. How do I know that you need to do a zrika lishma when it comes to a karban chatos? Because the pasuk says v'chiper alav hakohen mechatoso shetei kapara l'shem chatos, that which affects kapara should also be l'shem chatos. What affects kapara? That is the zrika. Rashi points out, wait just a second, there are four avodos hadam. There's shchita, there's kabbalah, there's halacha, and there's zrika. And the Gemara just jumped from shchita, kabbalah, straight to Zrika, whatever happened to Halacha. So Rashi points out that Halacha does not require its own riboy, because we learned back on Dav Dalit from the fact that the Torah says Kabbalah b'lashon Halacha, we learned that Halacha is b'chlal Kabbalah. So whatever is knowing by Kabbalah is going to be knowing by Halacha as well. So right now we've already covered all four of the Avodos Hadam, that they all need to be l'shma by a Karban Chatos. So it says more great, Ashkan Shinoi Kodesh, that teaches me that you can't have in mind the shame a different carbon. But shinoi bailim minalan, how do I know that if you don't have in mind the shame, the correct bailim of the carbon, That too is a problem. So Makra, because the pasuk says a love, it says v'chiper a love hakohen michataso. So we darshan a love v'lo al chavero from that the kohen has to have kavana for the guy, for the bialim of the carbon, and not to be mechaper for somebody else. So ashkecha in the mitzvah. So all of these drashas tell me that you have to shech the carbon chatos lishma and l'shem bialim, but only that you are supposed to do that. That it's l'mitzvah la'akiv minalan. How do I know that it apostles the carbon if you don't to do this? Meaning in general, when it comes to kachim, the requirement is always that you need shana lavakasuv la'akev, that if the Torah doesn't say something twice, we assume that it's just telling us the din l'chadchila, but it's not telling us something that's ma'akev. You need another pasuk to tell me that it's ma'akev. So answers the Gemara, k'dam Ravuna b'rei Rav Yeshua, like Ravuna b'rei Rav Yeshua says, from the fact that it doesn't say by the chatas nazir, chatas, rather it says chataso, so we darshan that extra vav, so Hachanami. So over here also, when it says v'chipar alav hakoin mechataso, we darshan chatas, chataso. That it doesn't say chatas, it says chataso. From that extra vav, we learn that shinoi bailim is ma'akev. That if you have kavana v'lashem, a different bailim, that's ma'akev the korban. So says Gemara, okay, but that only tells me that shinoi bailim is ma'akev. Ashchan mitzvah b'shinoi kodesh. So far I have drushes to tell me that the shchita, the zrika, the kabbalah has to be done l'shem a karban chatas l'chadchila, but I still don't have a pasuk to tell me that that's ma'akev. And I found zrika b'shinrei bailim, bailim it's a bein la'akev. And what you've shown me is that when I have in mind the wrong guy, so that's ma'akev by the zrika sadam. But la'akev b'chalav v'dus b'shinrei kodesh. But how do I know that shchita, zrika, kabbalah, that all of that is ma'akev when I have l'shem the wrong karban u'bishara v'dus b'shinrei bailim? And that if I have in mind the wrong bailim, anything but zrika is ma'akev. Meaning I only had one pasuk to tell me that one thing is ma'akev, and that is zrika with the shinrei bailim. What about everything with the shinrei kodesh? And what about all the other avodos with the shinrei bailim? How do I know that's ma'akev? So b'shinrei bailim is a bein la'akev minalan. So the makar of the shinrei bailim by achatos is from chibra lavakor mechatoso, and that's only by zrika. So there's only kapara, that the only kapara is with zrika. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yonah says that the psul of a chatas shalol shema, even b'diavad, is asya mechatas nazir. It's derived from the chatas of a nazir. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says in Parshas Naso, when it talks about nazirus, v'ikrav ha-kohen l'vnei Hashem, v'asa es chataso, v'es olaso, shiu kol asios of l'shem chatas. So we darshan that all of the asios need to be l'shem chatas. So since we already know individually that each of the avodos need to be l'shem chatas, so why is the Torah telling it to me again in Parshas Naso that kol asios of l'shem chatas? That's your shana levakos of la'akiv. That if you have kavan l'shem, another karban, that it's going to passel the karban. Great. So ashkan shinoi kodesh, shinoi bailim minalan. That only teaches me that if I have in mind a different karban, that it's ma'akiv and it's going to be passel. How do I know if I have in mind a different bailim that it's going to be passel, that it's ma'akiv? So Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, chatos chataso. From the fact that it doesn't say by chatos nazir chatos, it says chataso. So we learn the shinoi bailim by chatos is going to passel. Maska Ravina elameata. If that's the case, that we darshan the extra vav in chataso, olas olaso my derashtabe. What are you going to do with the word olaso, with the extra letter vav in the word olaso that it says by a nazir? Over there also could have just said olas. Why does it say olaso? So ask the Gemara on this kasha. What kind of kasha? Ula Ravina. According to you, Ravina, you're asking on Rav Huna, why are you asking dafka on the extra vav of olaso? It also says by a nazir, it says vasa koinis minchaso ves nisko. So really you should have asked minchas, minchaso, nesech, nisko, my drashtabu. Why are you only picking on one word? Meaning once we're dashing that extra vav in chataso, and you're bothered by why we aren't consistent and dashing the extra vav elsewhere, why are you only asking about olaso? Ask about minchaso, ask about nisko. So the Gemara answers, no, minchaso and nisko didn't bother Ravina, because Homi Baile, he needed that extra vav for other drashas, because we're going to darshan much, much later in the Masechta, that minchasam v'niskehem, when it says minchasam v'niskehem by the Parei Achag, that it's that to teach me that it's brought even balayla, that you could bring the mincha and the nesachim of the Parei Achag even balayla. minchasam v'niskehem, and we darshin afilu l'machar, even the day after the hakrava of the korban. So the same is true by minchas nazir and the nesachim, that it could be brought even b'layla, and that it could be brought even the day after the hakrava of the korbanos of the nazir. Because from the fact that it says minchaso and nisko, it sounds like it's always going to be called the mincha and the nesach of the nazir, even if some time passes. So that teaches, it's that extra vav that teaches me that even if you would think it's no longer his mincha, no longer his nesach, because it's already too late, it's already in the nighttime, it's already the next day, you might think that's not his anymore. That's what I learned from minchaso nisko. But says Ravina, but you know what bothers me? Elo olas, olaso, maidrashnabu. What bothers me is, what are you going to do with the vav and olaso? That's got nothing to do with the nazir. So what are you going to, there's no mincha in the sachim of an olas nazir that comes later on. What are you doing with that? Now, the chiddush of Belaila is that even though it's not the zman avodas hayom of the karbanos, that nevertheless it's still kosher for the haktara of the mincha and the nesachim. But we still needed another drasha to tell me that it's kosher l'machar. Because even though in Judaism, typically, hayom holech achar alayla, so once you tell me you can be brought Belaila, you would think that tells me, you know, why is that any different than tomorrow? But that's not true by kachim. In the mikdash, halayla holech achar hayom. Right? Whenever you have a karban that can only be eaten for one day, it means that day and that night. But the layla is always holech achar hayom in the mikdash. So we need a double chiddush. One chiddush tell me that it could be brought Belaila, and then a second chiddush tell me not only Belaila, but the next day as well. But anyway, the Gemara further asks on Rav Huna's teretz. Again, Rav Huna had said that chatas chataso is the limud to teach me the din of shinoi bailim by a chatas. So it says more v'su, and furthermore, mi gamri me'adadi, can you learn the din of lishma of one chatas from the din of lishma by another chatas? Chatas chelev mechatas nazir lo gamra. You can't derive the dinim of a chatas that you bring for eating chelev for a chatas of a nazir? Shekein yeshim adam macherim. Because maybe it's dafka by a chatas nazir, it's more chamur because you along with a chatas nazir, you also bring an ola and you bring a shlamim. So maybe because you see that nazir is so chamur that it has a whole set of karbanos, so that's why it needs lishma. That doesn't tell me that when you bring an individual karban chatas that it needs to be lishma. Maybe a regular karban chatas for eating chelev is not as chamur, does not require lishma. And chatas nazir mi chatas chelev lo gamra shekin kares. Nor could you derive chatas nazir from chatas chelev, because it could be that dafka chatas chelev you need lishma, because it's a chiyuv kares if you would have done it b'mezid. So you see that it's a very chamardika thing, but that doesn't tell me anything about a nazir. There's no din of kares by a nazir, so you don't have a raya from the fact that the din of lishma is mentioned in each place, that it's la'akev. Maybe the reason the lishma had to be mentioned in each place, once by the nazir and once by the chatas chelev, is just to tell me the din, that l'chadchili you need lishma, because I could not have derived one from the other. So how did we say? We said until now, yeah, it tells me I need lishma by chatas nazir. It tells me I need lishma by chatas chelev. Well, obviously, they're both chatos, so obviously you don't need it to tell me in both places. It must be that it's shana olav la'akev. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? You can't derive one from the other. It needed to say in each place that you need lishma. So even just to tell me the din l'chadchila. So you vaiter don't have a source for shana olav la'akev. So Elam Rava, Rava says, the psul of shalo lishma by chatas is derived not from Nazir and Chatas Chel, but Asya Mechatas Mitzora. We derive from Chatas Mitzora. Dixiv Asa Kohen Esa Chatas, Shu Kol Es Yosef L'Shem Chatas. We darshin from that you need all As Yosef L'Shem Chatas, meaning the Din L'Shma already said by Chatas Chelev, so why does it have to tell me by Chatas of Mitzora? It must be Shana Lavakas of La'akev. So Ashkin Shini Koda, Shini Baila Minale. That tells me if it's Shalol L'Shem, that Korban, that it's Ma'akev. Where do I find that Shini Baila is ma'akev? So the Gemara answers Amar Kra, because it says again by Chatos Mitzora, V'chiper al hamitaher, al hamitaher zeh v'lo al hamitaher chavero, that only if it's for this guy, but not if you're trying to bring it for someone else who's not the bailim of that korban chatos. So that's how I know shinu bailim is ma'akev. Says Gemara, but still, v'akati mi'alfa ma'adadi, can you learn one chatos from another? Meaning you're trying to tell me Chatos Mitzora, anyway I know you need lishma, because if Chatos Chatas Chelev needs the Shema, then obviously Chatas Mitzorah needs the Shema. So the only reason it mentions the Shema by Chatas Mitzorah is to tell me the Akev. But is that true? I would have known Chatas Mitzorah from Chatas Chelev. Chatas Chelev and Chatas Mitzorah Lo Yalfa. I can't learn Chatas Chelev from Chatas Mitzorah Shekin Yishima Dam Macherim, because Chatas Mitzorah has other Karbanos. Chatas Mitzorah and Chatas Chelev Lo Gamra, and I can't learn Chatas Mitzorah from Chatas Chelev Shekin Kares, because Chatas Chelev is more Chomer in that it has Kares, and maybe that's why it requires Lishma. So Mechad Lo Asya says, no, but maybe it's still extra, because you can't derive one from one. You can't learn the Mitzorah from Chelev, or Chelev from Mitzorah, or Mitzorah from Nazir, or Nazir from, right? Any, it says, meaning it says Lishma in three places, by Chatas Mitzorah, by Chatas Chelev, and by Chatas Nazir. And we've shown that that each one has its own Chumrah, so you can't learn one from the other. But says Gemara, but Tesi Chad Mitarti, but maybe I could learn, once I have all three, I could learn one from the other two, and therefore one of these places is extra, and that's where it's Shadalav HaKasav La'akev. So says Gemara, okay, where should the Torah not have said it? Where would you have been able to derive one from the other two? Behelo Lichtov, which of the Chataos, where it says the Din of Lishma, did it not need to say the Din of Lishma, and by virtue of the fact that it says that we can learn Shadalav La'akev? What? Lo Lichtov Rachmana Bechatas Chelev V'Tesi Mahanach? You want to say that the Torah didn't need to tell me the Din of Lishma by Chatas Chelev, and I could learn it from Nazir Mitzorah? No, you can't. Malahanach Shkein Yeshimam Dam Macherim. Nazir Mitzorah have other Karbanos that go along with the Chatas, and that's a particular Chumrah that they have that a Chatas Chelev does not have. So it needs to tell me you need Lishma by Chatas Chelev. Lo Lichtav Rachmana Bechatas Nazir V'Tesi Mahanach. You want to tell me that the Torah never needed to say the Din of Lishma by Chatas Nazir, and I would derive it from Mitzorah and Chelev? Well, Malahanach Shekein Ein Lahen She'ela. Chatas Mitzorah and Chatas Chelev have a Chumrah that Nazir does not have, in that you could do a She'ela on the Nazirus. Whoa, Daf Yomi, coincidence. We just finished Ataras Nadarim 5 minutes ago. Okay, so that's a good one. So you could do maybe Lashon Nazirus, right? That you could do a She'ela on the Nazirus. You can undo it. Whereas by the Mitzorah and by the Asham, there's no one doing it. So Lo Lichtav Rachmana Bechatas Mitzorah, do you want it not to say the Din of Lishma Bechatas Mitzorah V'Tesi Mehanach, and you learn it from Chatas Chelev and Chatas Nazir? Well, Malahanach Shekein Ein Ba'in Bedalus, that when it comes to Chatas Mitzorah and Chatas Chelev and Chatas Nazir, there's one price. There is no different type of carbon that you can bring if you're poorer, whereas when it comes to Chatas Mitzorah, it's brought at a different level if you're poor. A rich person brings Minatzon, and an Ani brings from Torah or Bnei Yonah. So maybe that's a kula that you have by Chatas Mitzorah, and therefore I would not have known Lishma by Chatas Mitzorah. So it turns out that all three Chataos are the Pasuk needs to tell me the Din of Lishma for Lemitzvah. So none of them are extra to teach me La'akev. Right? Meaning at the end of the day, we're trying to figure out, how do I know you need L'shem Chatas La'akev? You need Shana of La'akev. You need an extra Pasuk to tell me La'akev. There are no extra Pasukim. I have a pasuk about requiring lishma by mitzora, by chatas chelev. If everyone could just mute themselves, I have by chatas chelev, by chatas mitzora, and by chatas nazir. And there's none extra to teach me la'akev. So ella amakra. So says no. The pasuk says zos hatora la'ola v'la mincha. And it says la'chatas v'lashem la'milum l'zevach hashlamim. So kishu akasav l'shlamim in that pasuk. The Torah mentions Shlamim and Chatas, not in the part of the pasuk that we quoted. That's why you have to mention the end of the pasuk, right? It says Vilachatas Vilasham Vilamilum Zevach Hashlamim is the end of the pasuk, but in that pasuk it links Chatas to Shlamim. So Mashlam Ben Shinu Kodesh Ben Shinu Bailim Bein Al Nishman LeMitzvah. Just like if I could ask you to mute, I don't know who it is. It's Samsung SM, I don't know, they don't have a name on it. Okay, so if you're talking, then you probably need to be muted. So mashlamim, I don't know what to do. Mashlamim bein shinu kodesh bein shinu bayim bein l'shman mitzvah, just like by a karmen shlamim, both by shinu kodesh. I'll just try to talk louder than that person. Mashlamim bein shinu kodesh bein shinu bayim is bein l'shman mitzvah, just like by shinu kodesh and just like by a karmen shlamim. You need l'shma l'mitzvah. It's not ma'akev by Yishlamim, but we do require lishma at least the chachila. So avchatos ben shinu kodesh ben shinu bailim bein lishma on the mitzvah. So too I see from the link between chatos and shlamim, I already know you need lishma the mitzvah. Hilkach the mitzvah mishlamim v'hanach krai la'akev. So therefore, since I already know that you need lishma as a lichachila from carbon shlamim, all of the psukim we quoted are extra. So what are they extra to teach me? La'akev. That's the shana la'vakasuv. La'akev. That's what I learned from all of those psukim. Now, we just mentioned different types of chatas. Chatas chelev, chatas nazir, chatas mitzora. But that is not an exhaustive list of the various kabanos chatas. There's chatas avodah zara that comes for someone who does avodah zara b'shogeg, that you dafka have to bring a si'ir izim. And not like a chatas chelev that's a kisva or a si'ira. There's a chatas shvua se'edos where a person is mashpia somebody that he doesn't know any edos, and then it turns out that he lied when he said his shvua, that he's chayev a karban chatas. There's chatas of a shvua's bitoy, that a person on his own swore falsely, say he's chayev a karban chatas. There's chatas of tumas mikdash ukdashav, that a person goes into the mikdash b'shogeg or eats kachim b'tuma b'shogeg, where he's chayev a karban chatas. So the last three are all oliviorid ones, that if a person is wealthy, he brings a kiss for a seira, and if he's poor, he brings tarim or shnei b'nei yona echad chatas ve'echad la'ola, and if he's dal shebedalim, he brings a seira se'efa, solas l'chatas, he brings a karban mincha as his chatas. I don't know why the person can't hear me when I tell them to mute. Please mute. Please mute. If you're not muted, please mute. What? Drop the Zoom and restart it? Everyone who's listening will rejoin. Okay, I'm going to drop the Zoom and then we'll restart the Zoom and everyone who's listening will rejoin. Okay. That's a good idea. Okay. Let's see what happens. Oh, it's an open Zoom, so they're probably still there. Let's see. I don't know how to, I'm not an administrator, like I don't know how to do it. Okay, all right, I think we're good. I think everyone that's on now is muted. Okay, so Ashkel Chatas Chelev Dichsiv Ba L'Chatas. So we found that there's a din of Psul of Shalol L'Shma for a Chatas Chelev, because it says L'Chatas that you need L'Shem Chatas. But Chatas Tavad Chavin and Dashma Azkal, B'Tus Sasayim, T'mus Mekdash G'dashav, D'lo K'siv B'Hu Minalan. Meaning where we are right now, as we said, the idea that you need L'Shma L'Mitzvah by a carbon chatas, that's derived from shlamim. The idea that you need a la'akev is because there's a pasuk by chatas nazir, by chatas mitzora, by chatas chelev. So that pasuk teaches me that you need l'shma. But as far as the chatas of avodah zara and shmias kol and bitras v'sayim mitzvah shkdashav, there's no extra pasuk. So how do I know that you need l'shma la'akev on those as well? So it says mara chatas avodah ma'asim chatas chelev shekein karis kamosa. Well, chatas avodah zara you could drive straight from chatas chelev because they're both chayiv kares, and therefore if done b'mezid, and therefore they're perfectly aligned with one another. Vanach kulu asin b'matzad, and the other ones, the psul of shalol l'shma by chatas of shmias kol and bitus hasayim and tumas mikdash kedashav could be derived from a tzad hashava of chatas chelev and chatas nazir and chatas mitzora. Because what are you going to ask? You're going to say chatas chelev comes from something that's dono kares? Yeah, but the others do not. So you're going to say chatas nazir, chatas mitzora, don't have kares, but the others don't have kares. So you're going to ask malachatas nazir mitzora that they're brought together with other kabanos? Well, chatas chelev is not brought together with other kabanos. The tzadash of the shaman is that they are kabanos chatas, and that shalol l'shma is pasul. So the chatos of shmias kol and shvas bitoy and tumas mikdash kedashav, shalol l'shma is going to be pasul, and that's the end of the story. Okay, so now the Gemara moves on to another issue. We had mentioned in the Mishnah that if you bring a Korban Pesach, shalo l'shma, shalo bizmano, it's kosher. Shalo bizmano, if you do it l'shma, it's pasul. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Braisa, Pesach bizmano l'shma kosher. If a Korban Pesach is brought bizman, if you shecht it l'shma, it's going to be kosher. Shalo l'shma possible, shalo l'shma is pasul. That's on Erev Pesach. U'bishayimos Hashanah, but any other day of the year where you try to bring a Korban Pesach, lishmo pasul, shalom lishmo kosher. If you do it lishmo, it's going to be pasul. But if you do it shalom lishmo, it's pasul. It's kosher because a Pesach is only roi lakrava on erev Pesach bein arba'im, and it's not roi lakrava any other time. Pasuk says shachtu kodem chatzos. The Mishnah Pesachim says shachtu kodem chatzos pasul because it says bein arba'im in the Torah, and it says many times bein arba'im, and the Rashi points out to teach me that it's ma'akev to be bein arba'im. So if you shacht it shalolishmo though, then it's not a carbon when it's not erev Pesach. Well, then it's not a Pesach anymore. Then it just becomes a carbon shlamim, and therefore, when you have in mind some other carbon other than a carbon Pesach, don't worry. Now it's good. Now it's just a carbon shlamim, and it's kosher as a carbon shlamim. So minani mili. How do I know that if you shacht the carbon Pesach l'shem some other carbon the rest of the year that that's going to be kosher? So Amar Avud Shmuel. Avud Shmuel says Amar Kra, because the pasuk says v'im minatzon karbonol lezevach shlamim laHashem. That which can only be brought from tzon, and there's no other animal that it's kosher to be brought from, can sometimes be repurposed for a shlamim. A shlamim doesn't have to be only tzon. A shlamim could be a bakar also, but Pesach can only be tzon. So that which can only be tzon can be repurposed for a shlamim when it's not the time of erev Pesach. Say ema shlamim in midiachrin lo. Yeah, but that only tells me that if I have in mind when I'm bringing this carbon Pesach on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I have in mind that it should be l'shem a carbon shlamim that it's kosher. How do I know that if I have in mind that it should be a carbon ola, that it's a kosher a carbon shlamim, that I have in mind that it should be any other carbon, that it should be a kosher a carbon shlamim? Because it could be that it only becomes and repurposed for a carbon shlamim if I think of it as a carbon shlamim. But if I have in mind some other zevach, then maybe it's not. It does not become a carbon shlamim. Maybe it's still consider carbon Pesach shalom bezmano, and it's going to be pasul. So Am Rabbi Lo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, lezevach lerabos kol zevach. That the pasuk says lezevach, that tells me any type of zevach that you have in mind when you shecht the carbon Pesach shalom bezmano is going to be valid as a shlamim. Ema kol deshach lavi kamosa. But maybe that lezevach goes even further. Maybe it tells me whatever carbon I have in mind it should be, it becomes. How do I know it becomes a carbon shlamim? Maybe if I have in mind that it's a shlamim, it becomes a shlamim. And if I have in mind it's an ola, it becomes an ola. That it's just now a free agent, and whatever I decide to make it, it becomes. So it says, well, no, yavaksiv l'shlamim v'zevach. If it would have said, v'im minatzon karbonol l'shlamim v'zevach, so then kidkarmit. Then what you're saying would be true, that Pesach b'shayimos hashana would be either a shlamim or any other zevach, whatever you have in mind for. But that's not what the Torah says. Hashadiksiv l'zevach shlamim, l'kol d'shachle shlamim l'have. Now that it says l'zevach first, and then the word shlamim, it's telling me whatever kind of zevach you have in mind it should be, it becomes a shlamim. That's what happens to a carbon Pesach shalom bezmano. So ask the Gemara, why do you darshan l'zevach shlamim, that it teaches me any type of carbon I have in mind? Eim l'zevach klal, shlamim prat, klalu pratin b'chalal masha b'prat, shlamim midiachrin lo. The way we typically darshan things, maybe we should say that shlamim is zevach is a klal, shlamim is a prat, and therefore it teaches me that the Torah only will allow it to be repurposed for a common shlamim and not for any other carbon, and I can't have in mind any other carbon. So answers the Gemara, no, l'Hashem hadar v'kalal. When it says l'Hashem, it's a klalu pratu klal, and whenever you have a klalu pratu klal, so it's ke'ena prat. So Maskev Rav Yaakov Minar Pakod, so Rav Yaakov Minar Pakod asks on this, holo dami klal basra leklal kama. But the last klal is not similar to the first klal. Klal kama marbi zvachim. The first klal is only includes a zevach, because it says the word zevach. So only that which is categorized as a zevach. A mincha is not categorized as a zevach. An oaf is not categorized as a zevach. So it only includes zvachim v'sulo and nothing else. So if you shecht the carbon Pesach l'shem other karbanos that are not zevach, they would not become kosher. Klal basra l'Hashem, But the second klal would be more inclusive. It would include ofos, which are not b'nei shechita. They're b'nei malika. You do malika on ofos. It would include menachos, which obviously don't have shechita at all. So since the second klal is not similar to the first klal, maybe you cannot say a klal uprat uklal. And therefore, what are you left with? Uklal uprat. And when you have a klal uprat, ein b'chlal elamashe b'prat. The only thing it could be is what the prat actually says. And therefore, we're still stuck with the question that how do I know a korban pesach that shechted l'shem anything but a shlamim is going to be kosher? Yeah, shlamim, it's going to be kosher because klal uprat tells me that for the shlamim it's good. But how do I know any other for that? That if you have in mind any other type of korban, it's going to be kosher. Says Gemara, Tandaber Rishon, b'chol yuprati darsh ki agav na klal uprat uklal. Tandaber Rishon teaches us that a klal uprat uklal is kosher even if the first klal and the second klal do not perfectly align. That's still within the realm of what you're allowed to do, klal uprat uklal. Now in Chulin of Samach Vav, it's a machlokas tanaim. The Tandaber Rav Yisrael holds that yes, you can. You don't need klal rishon and klal achron to line up with each other. But the Tandaber Rav holds that that it's only klal uprat in such a case. So we're saying, we're going like the Tandaber Rav Yisrael that yetadon ele ken aprat. It works as a real klal uprat uklal, and therefore anything that's ke'ein haprat is included. So ma prat mefurashu shalol lishmo v'kasher, just like the prat, the korban shlamim, when you have in mind a shlamim for a korban pesach, that's something that's not l'shem its original intention of what that korban was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a pesach, and it's kasher. So afkalu shalol lishmo v'kasher. So too, if you have in mind any korban when you're bringing the korban pesach shalol bizmano, it's going to be kasher. It's going to be a valid korban. So says Gemara, but wait, ima prat mefurash dover abba. Maybe you're being too expansive in defining Ke'en Aprat. You're saying Ke'en Aprat is anything that's Shalol Lishmo. No, the example we gave in the Prat was a Shlamim. So maybe the category means to include not just a Shlamim, but it means to include anything that could be brought B'Nedar U'Nedava. And that would include Ola U'Shlamim in, but Chatos V'Hashem Lo. Maybe if I bring my Korban Pesach on Erev Rosh Hashanah, having in mind that it should be a chatas or an asham, maybe it's taka pasul, and because that's not similar enough to a shlamim. So the Gemara concludes, lezevach l'shlam l'Hashem is not a klal uprat uklal, ella lezevach ribuyahu. It could have just said l'shlam l'Hashem. From the extra word lezevach, we darshin that a pesach that shechted l'shem anything else, even if it's not at all similar to a shlamim, is going to be kosher. So ema l'kol d'shachet le'lavi kavasei. But still, if we learn it from the ribuy, then we're back to the question of, well, maybe it doesn't just become a shlamim when you have in mind that it should be some other carbon. Maybe it becomes whatever carbon you had in mind that it should be. So Amar Rabbi Avin explains, you can repurpose a carbon that is meant to be eaten, like a carbon Pesach, into another carbon that's meant to be eaten like a shlamim. But you cannot repurpose a carbon that was meant to be eaten like a Pesach and turn it into an ola, which is not meant to be eaten. So atu chatos v'asham milo masachli. Yeah, but still, why can't you repurpose it into a chatos or an asham? Those are eaten. Sa ela dochen kachem v'nachalim l'kol adam etzel kachem v'nachalim l'kol adam vein dochen kachem v'nachalim l'kol adam etzel kachem v'nachalim eshein nachalim l'kol. Chatas and Asham are kachikachim. Kachikachim can only be eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna. A Pesach and a Shlamim can be eaten by anybody. So you can repurpose a Pesach into a Shlamim because they both have a large group of people that are eligible to eat it. But you cannot repurpose a Korban Pesach to become a Chatas or an Asham, even though it does get eaten, but it only gets eaten by male Kohanim. So it's a much more limited group of people that are able to eat it, and that's why it cannot be repurposed in such a way. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Yosef. Rav Amar, a good yar, chsim chsim tova to everybody.